We're talking today with a couple of ladies from the American Agri-Women Organization, and they're having their mid-year meeting right now in Oklahoma City. Ladies from across the United States coming in, including their national president, Sue McCrum. Sue, tell us a little bit about your ag background. You're from the state of Maine.
I certainly am. My sons and my nephews are involved with the fifth generation of potato and grain growers in northern Maine up in Aroostook County. My husband and I have farmed for 44 years now.
So what's your interest in this organization? Why do we need an American Agri-Women group?
We are all consumers, but many of us are a generation or two removed from understanding where our food is grown and produced. And it's very important to let our consumers know that we grow an abundant, affordable, and safe food supply.
Let's talk now with our Oklahoma president for American Agri-Women, Christy Bishop. Christy, tell me a little bit about your interest in this group and how Oklahoma is involved right now at the national level.
Great. Well, I grew up, Ron, a daughter of a member who was very active in American Agri-Women, and I was just always envious of her going across the country and meeting with other women and bringing back those ideas. We all face different challenges across different states, but there's a lot of commonalities, too, that I think we find. Our Oklahoma Agri-Women group is newly revised. We're really excited to be back and engaging new members and really spreading the word to consumers, doing our part to educate, as Sue mentioned, about where your food comes and Oklahoma's part in feeding a growing population.
Now, American Agri-Women, as you mentioned, at one point active in the state of Oklahoma, but kind of fell by the wayside for a few years.
Yes, sir. We're really excited to have Joan Adams, who is from northwestern Oklahoma and served as a president for Oklahoma Agri-Women, as well as the national organization in the 70s. She really spearheaded the organization in the 70s and 80s. And Joan is actually back at our mid-year meeting this year, which is really incredible to have part of our past come forward. And she's been incredibly supportive of what we're doing with our newly revised organization.
So tell me a little bit about kind of the priorities, some of the policy things that the group is talking about here at this mid-year meeting.
We're certainly talking about private property rights. As we all know, farm and ranchers own our property or we're leasing it, and we need to be good stewards of the land. And I think many of them are 97% of us are family farms. If we're not good stewards of our land, we're losing our legacy of what we're passing on to our children and the opportunity to grow good, safe, affordable food.
You're going to be having a mid-year fly-in in June of this year to Washington. What sort of messages do you have that you're hoping to take to D.C., to elected officials, bureaucrats, and those that you'll meet with?
I think it's important to let them know who we are, who's involved in growing their food, and not just become a statistic. They see statistics all the time. I think we come forward to speak with them, and we're the face of agriculture. They're meeting that day, and we're telling our stories.
Now, Christy, you indicated that this idea of trying to educate consumers is a big deal. You know, how do we best do that?
I think by really being a human face to it, you know, it's so easy with social media and everything that you see out there. You see stories that are put out that may be negative to agriculture. And I really feel like when we can educate our consumers, when we put a face in front of them of somebody who is also feeding their family, we're not going to grow a product and feed it to our family that's not safe. And I think there's a disconnect in realizing that we're actually humans. We're family farmers that are out there. And so I really think that's an important part when we talk to consumers is letting them see that human element of it.